This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doing church. I had wandered into this church.
Okay.
I thought I had to pee. It actually turned out I did not.
Okay. And so talk about that experience a little bit, because I think that I have had the same thing. And what is that? Where your body is actually telling you a fib. And then, and it's essentially gotcha journalism on behalf of your bladder and other parts.
This is, I think, a specific thing to just a few people. And I think it's what brought you and I together at some point, which is there is no connective nerve fiber between our bladders and our brains. Or like there is, it is connected, but it is. There are little it's like a where a hose has like a kink in it, and like it does not communicate properly or on time. And so when we do actually really have to pee, we don't know. We don't feel it at all.
We can talk about that. How surprised we can be sometimes by the gush of pee. We can talk about that.
And when we feel like we actually really have to, we cannot.
That's not what's going on. The message that I'm getting is, this is an emergency. Get in that church. And then,
and so I run in there, and there's a guy who's like, what are you doing? And I am like, oh, I'm here to, I'm doing church today. It's my day to do this.
Well, yeah, you're not going to tell him. You're not going to go into the whole thing of like, well, I had to pee. And then it's like, well, there's the bathroom. But by now, you know, oh,
he's like, okay, let me see. And like,
I'll just watch. And it's like, well.
And so he's like, oh, great. Thank goodness you're here. You're late. Uh-oh. And he takes me up to the front part. And I just have to do the entire thing. I do like an unbelievable job.
You were I
talk about an angel.
I remember the news saying that you won church.
Yes. I said yes. There were a lot of guys there who were like, "You, sir, have won church for the day. Have an upvote, good sir."
So yeah, you mentioned the angel. Tell me you didn't bring up Dark Lucifer.
I talk about an angel,
the wicked
who is actually, I invented this whole kind of interesting, almost like a cable like limited series about an angel and Dark Lucifer
as roommates.
In season two, they go to Italy. They eat pasta.
And it's so delicious. And they're riding little mopeds, and Dark Lucifer's taking the air out of the tires of the angel, and the angel has to fly all the way back home. Oh, I love this.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, the show.
And why did I sing hello
the
just
podcast.
Now? Why did I sing when I said hello? And I think it's because we have our most musical friends who are always make me inspired to do more of my music.
And tell us about it. And it's Zach and Jess. And tell us about this burden where you, every time you go on a podcast, people are like, okay, time for you to sing another song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, much like Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We all have burdens. Yeah, dude, sorry. You said the angel and Dark Lucifer.
Well, I thought
him up?
Yeah, did he come up?
He's
famously part of a lot of sort of church.
And
machinery.
I knew that.
Isn't there one episode of the cable series where the angel is going like, Or maybe it's Dark Lucifer who goes like, man, I never really thought about my dad's experience. And then you sort of see Jesus like do all this stuff.
So I did. Yes, I did do that exact story. I did. I was kind of vaguely, I guess, misremember. So I thought his name was Chris Jessup.
Okay, not Jesus Christ, Chris Jessup.
I can see a sort of like
flip
that's tricky.
There.
Yeah, the story. That, yeah,
Chris Jessup sounds like a third size font of Stagecoach Act. You know, like three fonts down. You know, the famous sort of Coachella playlist test of how hip are you?
Beyonce's
like an eye chart.
Beyonce's big. Beyonce's
well,
big
not on Stagecoach though. Luke Combs is big on Stagecoach.
That's right. And on Stagecoach, there's fewer acts, so it's like, and then it's sort of an inverse test of, well, I don't know. Do I know any of these names? And Chris Jessup is sort of a third font down. And you're like, wait, actually, I think I like Chris Jessup. And he would actually be a bigger font at Coachella because he's like friends with Justin Timberlake and his like songs are kind of folkier. And he like lives in like the cool part of Nashville or something.
Yes.
Like that's Chris Jessup.
Yes.
So you brought him up.
So Chris Jessup came up.
I talked about Chris Jessup a lot.
As the angel's dad?
Yeah, and like stuff about I remembered the Pharisees weirdly and like but not exactly like what they did or like who they were.
Totally. And isn't that kind of the point?
Pharisees Bueller's is
yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
And like that is funny, like, and I'm sorry to like reclaim your joke, but I actually did say it at church.
No, that's cool. Yeah, and I remember that that was part of how you won church that day.
Yeah,
an upvote, my good sir,
for Pharisees of Bueller.
Mm-hmm.
And you, so you were saying, talk about everyone being like, okay, drag you in here and like time to sing, time to sing your song
right.
again.
Well, I think you two know and your listeners know that like it's so vital in this industry to create sort of a niche for yourselves. Like how do you stand out? How do you become more specific? And that's been huge for Zach Heineken and I. But then it gets to a point where you're like, is this niche now
turning
me in?
Is it
Did
too
I
niche?
Build my own little fence around me? And now this fence is actually really hard to get out and it's pokey at the top.
Because at what point is a fence a cage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think when it's pokey on top and it's not fun to climb.
When you've done a top fence,
and when you're inside and you don't have the opening,
right.
like if you can't,
right.
it's a cage, I think, if you aren't the one who's the opener of it.
Cages right. don't yeah. open from the inside.
And the top is also fenced so off.
If you have a top fence and the cage doesn't open from the inside, you
know,
have a
cage. I'm thinking right. of when a cage is a prison. A fence is a cage, I think, when it goes all the way around the top.
Right.
Right. Right. Now, here's the weird thing is if you built it slowly and it started as just like, hey, I want a little border. I want a little bit right here just to say like, I'm kind of feeding myself this way. And then you build it wall by wall and suddenly you've made a cage. You know what I mean? Like you started with just sort of like, oh, I want to train these tomatoes to climb up this trellis. And then the next thing you know, you're in a cage.
Sure.
So that can be the thing if you are too obsessed with succeeding in a niche. So to answer
that
your question, it is exhausting, but we love it. That
I
happened
that
to you? You did that?
With bricks.
Oh,
I cast Kevin Amontillado'd myself.
Oh.
Shoot.
I had offended myself in a way that I probably couldn't even recall, and as punishment, I cast Kevin Amontillado'd myself in with bricks.
Can I just stop the presses right here that this reference made me light up from the inside? Because you said it one time, and I was like, I don't even know what that is. He's so smart. And then I started to recall it, and then you said it again. I was like, now I feel a part of it. And then you
He's
said
a
it
teacher.
Again. And
was
Yes, I welcome all my students, my little podcast students. And you can be a listener, you can be a guest, but at the end of the day, you're getting a learning.
You're learning.
And we have to do that. And it's adult education. So I will be saying Cask of Amontillado at least 7 times, which is how many times it takes to inform an adult.
Here, Montressor Harrell. That's for Sean only. I said that at church too. So so the niche thing, we actually have dealt with a very similar problem to this, which is like crafting this niche of not getting invited on other shows. And so that was kind of like our big like podcast identity for what that would like set us apart from like, obviously you guys are constantly doing like getting invited to stuff and are like
involved, in
demand. And it's like, okay, how do we separate ourselves? Let's have us like not do.
Be unwelcome. Yes.
Yes, exactly. But now it has reached a point where it's like, it is kind of like, okay, another week of this.
The pressure and the expectation is so great for us to not be invited on any other shows that it's like, how do you really maintain that distance?
Yeah, at some point someone's going to invite you and you're going to have to just sort of deny that it happened.
Just have to do it. And sing. We'll start singing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have sort of upset the balance that we had struck
between
our two podcasts, which was you had done ours and we had done yours. And we were both sort of like going on our merry way. And now you have put another sort of stone on your side of the scale. And to sort of right the equilibrium of the universe, you know that we are going to invite you now to do our podcast again.
We're
going to
have, yes, and then... Yes, we're going to have to...
We're going
to
do a second sequel Banana King.
So we need actually to do that because we're using it for content on our show many times. I think we made Jamila listen to a lot of clips.
We played Banana King for her on our show because she's dating a music man. And we said, well, how about this music?
Could he do this?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She liked
it. He couldn't.
She said he definitely would not do it.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah,
she said wouldn't or couldn't.
You know what I know about James Blake is he couldn't have done it.
A lot of people get that wrong, but it is James Blunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what I know about him then is that he's a veteran and he's beautiful.
Yeah, he's a veteran.
That's what I know about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he could never do Banana King. I will.
He's
warn
a veteran
you.
In the sense that love is a battlefield. And he is in there wasting his enemies.
Who are the enemies in the battlefield of love?
Oh.
Ooh.
Because, like, if love is a battlefield, I sort of thought of... My gut is to say that's between you and the person you love. So to waste...
Who are the enemies, you said?
Yeah. Are they rivals or are
indifference.
They...
Indifference.
Oh.
Yeah. The opposite of love isn't hate. It's indifference. Fierce.
The enemy of love is indifference.
That's right. And I feel like that's maybe a tagline on a movie poster.
That's
right?
huge. And I feel that's like huge. that's been sort of, that was a huge, like the sort of learning light inside of me just lit up a lot.
Yeah.
As something that I can take back to sort of my marital relationship about what is the enemy of love.
I'm excited for that.
More times.
For that relationship to become successful as a result
Gosh,
of his teaching
me,
you.
Me too.
The movie that,
The Art of
that
War.
Would be the movie that would be the tagline of. Is must indifference dogs, because then you would have to explain in the tagline, you know, people know must love dogs and then they see the movie must indifference dogs. And then you say in the tagline, the enemy of love is indifference. And they're like, okay, yes.
Casting pitch, Jennifer Indifference Hewitt.
Huge. Now, what I was seeing is I was sort of like taking must indifference dogs and sort of putting it with putting it in a space that I think that we expect a lot of these movies to be in that in this day and age where it's a massive ensemble comedy where almost everyone in it only had to work 2 days. And and we just get that sort of like momentum of as many people in this as possible to sort of show that they could be indifferent to a dog, but maybe now they aren't.
Those movie posters were ahead of their time because they were essentially just Zoom chats. Often the poster for the film would just be each of the celebrities who, as you said, is only there for 2 days in a big Zoom.
What is the poster for Love Actually, if not a Zoom screen cap with a red bow?
This movie will be, you just put the camera on like a very slow dolly. You put like a lot of sandbags on it. So it's like moving really slow.
Yeah.
Left to right. And then somebody, Michael Sheen walks in and he's walking his dog and he gets the leashes tied up with Jennifer Indifference Hewitt. And then they like have their whole sequence in this like really slow dolly. And then one leaves off the left side of the screen and one keeps going and like runs into another person.
And
so they
them.
Actually, and then
them.
They can just keep walking off set.
That's great.
Then go home.
Then
yes,
go home.
They can. They're okay. expected to just go straight. They never really have to like totally break stride. Brett has like he set up this whole thing today.
Brett's energy is unacceptable.
For some reason, his
because I'm swiveling.
The way my Zoom is set up is like Brett, who has not been talking, is my big video and everyone else is small.
You got to hit gallery view, friend.
I know, but Brett is pinned for some reason. And he, since he set up this like new sound system today, he has been like grooving to everything that we're saying as if it's like cool music. It's so annoying. Okay, let me go to
the sorry to hurt
review.
You.
This is
groove.
Worse. I'm going
to
go back.
Brett.
Kevin's here too.
Talk about being a dweebus for sound.
A dweebus for sound?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough life because, you know, I come here on a Saturday and I try to impress you guys with like this brand new system. And, you know, I haven't seen you for a while. And then I just feel like no one can relate to my dweebus.
So
of all the senses to be obsessed with, like so much more stuff is visual,
or is feely, but
right.
But in your experience,
or sniffy. I do. Yeah. I am a dweebus for sniffs.
Well, that hasn't manifested itself. But
it is a T-shirt though. Well, if I ever saw one, yeah.
If I could get out this one idea,
and see, saw one. You hear that?
Wait,
say
Sean,
like a teacher
Sean really
ever
wants to get out one idea.
Just
Sean has to get out one idea.
Sean, get it out.
Sean
get it
has
out.
To get okay. out one
Sean,
idea.
Get it out.
Just interesting that in all your vast experience with podcasters, somehow what you decided was, I know what they'll like, to do more shit. The laziest group of people in history who essentially managed to turn, at this point, talking to a screen at home.
And by the way, nobody's ever going back. There like the whole idea of the studio.
Bulldoze the studio.
It's never going back.
Burn it. Get all your equipment out. Set it on fire. Collect the insurance.
Well, I feel like maybe this is a moment for Zach and I to just like come clean and say that definitely some of this is our fault.
You don't have to do this.
Brett,
no,
I
Brett.
Have to.
Brett, much like Jess, much Brett. Like Dark Lucifer, we're prepared to be punished for our revolution that we have started.
It's not worth it.
Brett, I just can't let you fall on this sword by yourself. You know, our podcast where that you famously invented Banana King on does require us to sing, and there's latency over the internet, which has made it semi impossible. This is a
dweebus term.
You know, necessity is the mother of invention, and this is the system that Off Book has landed on so that we can still improvise a song.
The fact that we were setting it up in your show made me almost 100% sure that we were about to be forced to sing, because it is absolutely unnecessary for any show that does not do music.
I also wanted...
Wow, so I fell on the sword and then Zach put it in. Because sure. He said it was so, totally unnecessary.
I just didn't understand.
I was like,
understand.
This is from Off Book.
Zach like, just kills. Making sure that sword is...
I was like, let me take out the sword. And Zach
no,
like,
just
let me
took
look
out,
at this sword.
Just
real
took
real
out
quick.
The sword
Brett,
and...
Brett!
Took out the sword and handed it to me. And I thought, wait, no. Brett is actually now bleeding too much. We need to plug up the sword-shaped wound back with the sword.
And I'm grooving.
And he's grooving.
I'm grooving to all of this. I feel also it's important to say this goes a lot deeper, the story of this.
Okay.
I wanted Kevin.
Genesis, the Source Connect, tell us.
Yes. I wanted Kevin to get a good look at the Source Connect thing.
The
because
apprentice.
He works with Scott, and it all goes back to Scott, because Scott wants a clean recording. He wants to feel like he's in the room with people. I don't know if I'm speaking out of class right now. Is that a term?
Yes, it's based on when you know, when the student goes out in the hallway.
Now
to
see,
speak. I
thought it had a more nefarious meaning of, oh, you're speaking outside of your class. You are a poor person trying to talk.
Yes.
To
when
oh,
you
yeah.
speak of Scott
yes,
Aukerman,
you're talking
you are
about
speaking
Scott Aukerman, Brett.
I'm three
you're
or four levels
out of class.
It's true. Truth to power. He is particular with his sound, and he wants it. I'm not sure he'll ever go back to the studio. Yeah. So, you know, the other part of podcasters, which I have to deal with, is that they also complain about Zoom sound. So it's like six in one, half dozen in the other.
Never going back. I have to get in my car to do this. Not happening.
You saw how difficult I was about just opening a new website for the sound. Imagine now trying to get me to drive a car to a place.
Brett, did you like how for our podcast, when normally you would just record the whole thing, we would sing it, but now because of the delay, you have to go and individually line everything up, sort of like word by word for the whole thing? Is that good? Does that make you feel like your tool set, your skill set is being utilized to its highest potential?
I'm not sure the highest potential, but it does make me feel needed for one.
You're extremely needed.
We have to
and
do
then
this.
I guilt tripped you.
Let's talk about the logistics. We got to do another halftime show.
Obviously,
we do have to.
Yes.
We have to get over there pretty soon.
Sure.
To begin the, you know, we're going to have to like live there obviously for a really long time.
Right.
Right.
We have to quarantine in the stadium. Yeah.
14
for
days.
At least like 8 months. And then we will have
to. The science changes so fast around the length of quarantine.
Yeah, and we don't want to be caught with our pants down at all. And we do have to kiss all the football players.
Well, yeah, just to make sure.
Just so we're sharing the same germs.
Right.
Because like if we're going to be there doing the halftime show and we're using the same locker room to set up, then like it's only safe if we have like a baseline. Like these are our germs, these are yours. Let's get them commingled so that there's no surprises on the day of the big game.
That's what herd immunity is, right? It's when we all have all the same, like we all have all of the things that we all have.
I feel like, you know, we hear new things all the time, but I feel like what we're about to hear is just go around in a mask, but dip your mask and kiss every stranger is about to be the new order, I feel like, because we just need... We need to spread it now as fast as possible, but then wear a mask
so
that
keep
it stays
it in.
Inside because that is much like a cage. It's a cage for your own germs, but you have to get in the cage first.
We need to get the numbers up so high that we can't get to the hospital and then they won't track the numbers and the numbers will go back down.
It's been difficult for
Sean, who has built, of course, as you could see, a mask of bricks. Over his mouth.
A mask of Montiato.
The mask of Montiato.
That's right.
And so he does have to chip it off like every time he needs to give someone a kiss, just as he's like passing them by. He does have to.
I have a complaint, actually.
Chisel it away.
Brett, if you had let us stay in Zoom, I could have pretended that I said mask of Montiato before Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But with the lack of lag in the current, more precise sound
the
recording
latency.
System.
Latency meester.
She's in Must Indifference Dogs for sure.
Oh, gotta be.
Yeah. Oh, got to be. Here's what I'm excited about for the halftime show is that I feel like we can learn from what the NBA is doing and we can just like pick a place that's really fun for us all to be.
Yeah.
You know, so like
Hell
I
yes.
feel like perhaps it will be too soon to also be at Walt Disney World. But, you know, maybe it's like we're all in Aspen because it's wintertime and we all need to
mall.
Like,
or what if we're at the mall?
Maybe we're at the mall.
I miss the mall.
What if we're at the... Okay, what about this?
Okay.
Each team gets their own department store wing. You know how those are sort of the cornerstones of a mall layout.
Oh,
because
yes.
we put each team's
camp. Are you
camp.
At the Nordstrom entrance or are you
are
by
you
JC
at the
Penney?
Sears? Are you at Macy's? Exactly. And we're in our department stores. We're in our own department stores for, you know, 14 days. And then we come together in the food court for the halftime show. The game happens around the biggest fountain.
Oh,
whatever the
Super
biggest
Bowl at the
fountain
mall.
Is.
Epic. Okay.
Hold on. It's
this is
epic.
Sending my ass.
Yeah, go off.
Go off. Go off, Sam.
I'm about to. We're in the damn-ass food court in between all the entrances, and all the damn-ass football players are just rocking out to the halftime show.
Go off,
and
King.
We're chowing down on some A&W core dog nuggets. Yes, please. So
okay. Okay, so here's something. You know how like a big part of halftime shows is we got to do something for the crowd, right? We got to do something. There's got to be a moment where we zoom out and they have little
Super
LEDs.
Bowl selfie.
And we got to, and actually all of those LEDs, they were mini drones. Okay, so instead of that, because we have to scale it back and we can't have that many people, but think of what we can do with sort of like the messaging and a wave effect of everyone having a tray. Oh, and we paint one side of the tray one color and one side another color and they're
and
flipping.
Flip it and it's words that happen.
And it's
there's words,
words
in the trays. Also, you know how they're doing this thing where they're filling stadiums are filling their stands with like mascots and stuffed animals so that the cameras look like they're full, but they're full of ridiculous
this
things.
This is cute. This is actually a cute this is, solve this that is I'm cute. In love with. This
it's
is
good
a cute
and
solve.
It's also it's marketing because we've got the Build-A-Bear right there. And Build-A-Bear's got licenses for you name it, they got
Marvel.
It.
Marvel. You want to get Marvel on board?
Crazy.
Let's
we've
get Marvel
got
on board.
We've got Tiny Spider-Man. He's there, and you can dress him in. You can dress
spider
him in like
bear.
Cute clothes. There's a spider bear with like a sun hat, and
this
she's beautiful. And she's there, and she loves the sort of sports event, and the corn dogs, and the trays that spell words, and
Captain America,
Captain America,
Captain America.
The Incredible Bear Man. Other
Wait,
Bear
sorry,
Man.
Who's Bear Man?
Bear Man is the one who shoots. Bear Man shoots.
Bear Man is
lasers.
Ant Man and Hawkman.
Yeah,
and Iron Man.
And
he's
Iron
all.
Man
he's
as
all.
Well, yeah.
He's all. He's
Bear
also.
Widow.
He's also Batman. Even though we don't have license for that, he is there.
That's
there's,
so
yeah,
cute.
There's Bear Widow. There's Bear Eye.
Okay, now just off the dome, like just thinking of the other licensing, just the other properties that Build-A-Bear does have access to. Here's something I know they have: the old stop motion Rudolph CBS special. We have that. So
okay,
you
so
can
we got
have,
the abominable
you have,
snow
you
bear.
Can have the you can have the abominable. You can have Cornelius.
Jack Bear.
The Winter
yeah, that's
Soldier
right.
Bear.
That's right.
Winter Soldier Bear.
And that's a crossover.
Dr. Bear.
Dr. Bear.
And Bear. That's Thor.
And Bear. Bear Nose.
So... I think we have to sing now.
We have to because all these bears, what are they watching? They got to watch us do a song.
What are they watching?
And it will probably help at the halftime show to explain to people kind of what has been going on and why, you know, the fact that there is a Super Bowl at the mall, I think will require a lot of explaining.
It's mostly exposition, the song.
Okay, so the song is about like what are the sort of rules of this
game
at the mall?
Where we are, what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on, let's wait until Brett picks up his instrument off the ground. You just keep it on the floor?
What Super Bowl are we at now?
Oh my gosh, who knows? This year's been so long.
It's Super Bowl.
No,
Super Bowl LIV, and it's in honor of Liv Tyler.
This is Super Bowl Tyler.
Super Bowl Liv Tyler.
This year is so long.
No,
it's
no. Jess, no. This year, I'm sorry, it's only June. I feel like this year's been like like 2 years.
Go I'm on. Sorry, 2020? More like 20 years. 20 years I've been in this 2020.
Brett's not ready.
oh, was that?
That was
yeah,
great.
Go for it.
2019 was a dumpster fire.
Huh. Remember when we were like, well, at least 2016 is over. What fools we were. What
it never
fools.
Did. It never ended.
That's
it was so long.
Nuts.
So nuts. Can you remember? Can you remember
when the year ends? It's and I'll say it. Boo 2020.
Boo.
Boo.
2020.
Not good.
Not good. Not good. Classically not good.
Hard pass.
Yeah. 2021, please.
But
Brady,
Zach,
you have
we
to
have no
build
idea if
that
be
thing
better.
From scratch.
Can't be worse.
Am I supposed to just interrupt with
yeah.
that?
Yes, just say when you're done.
Ooh, yeah. Sweet licks.
Okay.
Well, a mean old virus came a-stomping through town, but we ain't gonna let it keep us down. We're playing football anyway, at the big mall every day.
People aren't supposed to come together and meet. But you gotta watch a bunch of people kick with their feet. We're playing football anyway. We're at the Foot Mall here today.
Yeah, that's right. We're in a mall and now it's soccer.
Brought to you by Build-A-Bear.
That's right. We're in a mall and now it's soccer.
I was talking about the kickoff, but sure.
I've been living at the mall for 14 months. My wing of the mall does not have any beds. I sleep in Hanoush Jewelers on 500 diamonds. It feels bad.
Am I dressed nice? You better believe it, cause one Mr. Joseph Abood made my suits. You know I... Wait, what is his name? Joseph A. Bank. What's the suit store?
Joseph Abood is okay too.
Both of those are suits. Both of those are suits.
Two suit stores, I'm wearing double suits. And you better believe that it's time to shoot. The football through the basket. It's soccer and basketball at once.
Okay, the rules are a little different this year. Wear a suit and there's nothing to fear. Suit is the regulation uniform. There's a bunch of different ways that in football you can score. Way one, shoot it through the basket. Way two, kick it into the net. Way three, into the fountain.
Way four, score a home run. But you can't go home. You have to stay in the mall. You have to stay here with us all. And who is all? It's just a bunch of bears. Because about the virus, we still care. Which bear? Spider bear.
I went into things remembered. I learned to use the engraving machine. I tried to engrave a bed onto a plaque and sleep on that. I am looking for a store with something soft. Will please someone trade me a store that sells pillows or even suits? It's rude to wear two suits when your friend only has hard objects to sleep on.
Should have thought of that when we were picking areas of the mall. Now I'm at Babbage's computer store, and I'm airbrushing the fuck out of all the laptops. I put a fucking dolphin and it's kissing a turtle. It's against nature, but I don't mind. And it's football time, but football has changed. Football time, but the game is insane. Football time, but football has changed. Cause it's basketball, baseball, soccer, and anything but football.
Everything but football.
Football time, but the game has changed. Football time, but football has changed. The game is insane.
I wish I could trade you stores, but I'm also in a shitty store. I'm in the sunglasses hut.
It should be called Sunglasses Hut.
Because they have more than
they
one.
They got so many. It's there's not just tons. One sunglass.
Or it could be sunglass huts, but we've got to pluralize something.
And also, if it's just sunglass hut, now I'm imagining a hut made out of sunglasses.
That's exactly
that
what I thought, oh, Jess. Please. Thank you. Yeah. That's a cage.
That's a cage,
and
please.
That's a cage. The sunglass of Amontillado.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Mm. Ooh.
Okay.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. Well, this was song one. Obviously, maybe every halftime show has 4 songs.
Yeah, it's sort of a sort of movement. And isn't that interesting how we're sort of rebooting a classical form of like long songs that feed into other songs when we do the Super Bowl in a way that we don't in most albums.
That's
a who's the surprise? There has to be like a surprise person who shows up. You remember when Gaga served from falling out of the sky?
Oh God, I couldn't even see the wires. She was flying in.
Do you know she does nothing but evolve, and that's why. Uh-huh. I just love her. You know, like, it's just like some people, she's like the anti-niche. You know what
Speaking
I mean?
Speaking as a monster, like, as an actual legitimate monster.
As a little monster? Yeah.
As one of the little monsters. As an real monster, I have to stand. I thought, I'm the first to admit, I thought she was just a meat dress. But now I'm pleased to meet the different dresses she wears all the time. Because Whoa. She is always changing and evolving.
I am officially a monster-in-law. And the bravery to talk about love but not just any kind of love. Love that is actually very stupid. It's something that nobody has ever been able to do before, and I'm pleased to meet the song Stupid Love. Hello.
And I'd be really excited to meet the song Stupid Indifference, the credit song for Must Indifference Dogs.
I wonder what the song is going to be about.
It's a long intro, yeah.
Well, we're loving it. We're just loving it. What is this feeling? I have no sense. It isn't love or hate. It's indifference. It's a feeling that's not a feeling at all. It's when I wanna have a feeling, but I answer no call. It's like I'm a dog, but I'm not a dog. I don't exist. What is this? It's indifference.
Sitting in my house, looking at my phone, not feeling anything strongly at all. I spend most of my life in a state of indifference. It's not so bad, I just eat food and go to sleep. Now I'm at the mall doing the Super Bowl, and I don't feel very strongly about it at all.
Crazy when you think about songs. To me, they're all way too long. They talk about love, hate, anger, fear, and mistrust. All these things that I simply must tell you I don't get. I'm indifferent. I don't feel a thing. I don't believe in anything. I'm bored and I fall asleep. And I kinda like snacks, but I wouldn't say like. I'd say I eat them and I just don't care. It's time to talk about football at the mall without any passion at all.
Okay. I watch the football game with my friends, except they're not really my friends. They're humans I know a bit. And when we watch the football, we don't cheer. We make a medium sound with our mouths, as if to say, you kicked the football in the kickoff. And when you catch the ball, I think that you caught the ball, but that is all I think.
Look, look who's coming out of the sky. It's actor Sean Bean.
Sean Bean? Sean Bean.
Please call me Ned Stark. When my head got chopped off, I didn't care.
Children saw him get his head chopped off in Game of Thrones. They thought we could set in motion a series of vengeance events, or we could not.
Or we could not.
Or we could be indifferent.
What is football but an indifferent Game of Thrones?
Whoa.
Because it's like about stakes, you know?
Really,
it's like
true.
It kind of like zooms out.
That actually
shook
me.
Really, really true.
Because I'd never looked at football for what it truly was, an indifferent Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And it's fun because it's like a dip. It's different, but it's an indifferent, you know? And that's, I think that's important.
So I've noticed Zach Heineken hasn't been rapping at all, which I think just based on our last year's Super Bowl.
Sure.
Or maybe it was 2 years ago. I don't remember.
Could have been three.
2020 is so long.
2020 has gone on for
so long.
Jessica, could you say your thing that you said about 2020 again?
It's so long.
Thanks.
No problem. Honestly, the period from like 1994 until now has been taking forever. It's been so long.
And I'd throw 1993 in there.
That was
you would.
For,
you
that
would.
Took so long too.
You would.
Feels like my whole
endless.
Life. The thing about rap is that it doesn't traditionally come over a solo guitar. not to say that it couldn't. It just doesn't traditionally.
No, I know, I know. But I'm just saying, Zach Heineken, there's certain expectations when you hear he's doing Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay, so let's say that those were the first two songs in the Super Bowl halftime show, right? We've had Sean Bean has come down from the ceiling.
He's still here.
He's still here. And then the sort of,
Super Bowl selfie.
I guess something we should talk about and maybe haven't talked about, like we haven't gotten all the fun and funny commercials.
Okay.
We didn't talk about the fun and funny commercials.
So maybe maybe that's part of it, right? Because we're not going to get to have the commercials. Well, I guess because we can't stop. We have to film the whole thing because of COVID as quickly as possible. So we have to do the commercials as part of the show, I think.
I feel like that tracks. Yeah, that makes sense.
And the funny commercials also will probably be addressing COVID and the difficult time that our country and economy are in.
Almost certainly. And also the new flavors of Doritos that you get $100 if you're in that.
And you know what? They're going to nail it tonally. Because I think sometimes we go like, this is worrisome. I don't trust a brand.
Hard to walk a line. How is Doritos going to sort of make me feel like they do have my back and this the era of COVID-19?
You know, like we're all in this together. Let's get together on a new flavor. I'm like confident. I'm confident that they can do it.
I don't think. Yeah. I mean, it's a tricky wire, but I think it can be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then, well, we should, I guess, tell people what the different commercials are in the song.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Where did the beat go, Brett?
Where did the beat go?
You don't
like
this?
It's so pretty, though.
Well, the whole sort of point was that we were setting up a rap song.
You can't rap over that?
What are you doing over there?
I do love it. Let's start there, and you drop the beat whenever you're ready, okay?
Yeah.
Let's start with your little guitar, because that's Jess's vibe. She's got you there.
I have a beat, I think, ready.
Yeah, yeah. Play it whenever you want, but clearly your truth is to start with the tiny guitar, so let's do that.
Hey.
So this is where the commercial starts, right?
Listen. I think we're all on the same page. This has been a lot. But you know who's always been there to help you? Brands. And those brands? Well, they're ready to talk to you right now. Brands of homeware. Brands of home goods. Brands of snacks that you should buy with drinks that are beers and Mountain Dews for you. What would one of those beers be? Well, I think it's plain to see. What's the beer that makes you feel like you're in? It's a beautiful German Heineken. Actually, it's Dutch. It's fun to make mistakes and then say, oopsie.
What's up, America? It's your boy, Zach Heineken. Thank you for that flow of transition from tiny guitar to beat. Pump that up a little bit, Brett. I can't hear it very well. Here we go. I got something to save the day. I want to talk to you about the folks at Frito-Lay. Okay, you know they got your back. We're here for you in COVID and delicious snacks. We got Doritos and they're flavored blasted. How long has this pandemic lasted? It's gonna be fine, we're gonna be okay. From all of your friends at Frito-Lay, we got Sun Chips, we got your back. Cheetos, we're here for you. Lay's, we're like family. Ruffles, we're basically your mom. Rolls Gold, yep, same company. Smart Food, same big company. Stacy's Pita Chips, same big company. And all of us are here to give a great big hug to thee. Yeah, Heineken, put it in your mouth, let the flavors begin. Bubbles, Doritos too. All of this flavor's great for you. Mmm, and it tastes so good, but also it feels so good to feel like you got family here. It's just another family beer.
Yo, let me get that mic for a second.
Here you go. Let me kiss it for you to make sure you get herd immunity. Mwah.
Mm. Thanks. Well, it's your boy Sean Bean, and I'm here to say I always thought that these commercials were not cool, but now I know that they are. Now I know that I was a fool. Yeah, I saw a commercial for a religion that I used to make fun of, but now I'm a Scientologist, and yeah, I got to get me be in love. I'm in love with Xenu. I'm in love with my alien god. I'm sick of these thetans. Man, I feel like a slob. I used to think it was dumb to take these stress tests, but now I am so goddamn stressed that, man, I have a mess test. I test the mess underneath my bed when I throw up after I'm dead. That's right, I got my head chopped off, and then I went to take a drink from a trough where the pigs used to eat. I'm a simple farm boy. I won't do harm, boy. I'm Sean Bean, Scientologist.
Take a stress test. Take a hashtag blast test.
The commercial actually makes sense for now.
Hi, it's me. I'm still Sean Bean. When it comes to rap big, I'm the queen. I played Alex Jarelli in GoldenEye, a movie that came out in 1995. I betrayed my friend James Bond, but that's because I hadn't eaten Snickers, and I wasn't feeling like myself. I named myself after Bush's baked beans, just like Zach had to get my last name as a brand. I should have named my last name Bush, but instead I accidentally named it Bean, and now it's too late to change. My name should be pronounced Sean Bond, or either that or Sean Bean. It's all the same, but pronounced two different ways. I'm sorry, James Bond.
Yo. Hey, yo, what up? Yo, it's me. Still on the mic. It's still Sean Bean. Yo, some special things for you. You know, we're always receptive here at Mountain Dew. Yeah, you know, your boy Sean Bean. Special flavors just for quarantine. We got Mountain Dew, sourdough starter. It's hard, but it only gets harder. How about a DIY kit? We put that in a flavor. It's the shit. Code red? No way. This is what day? It's flavor what day? That joke we all love. That joke we can't get enough. Oh yeah, it's flavor blur. We got you. We got you, girl. What other flavors can Mountain Dew? Well, submit a contest for you. Write your favorite quarantine Mountain Dew flavors down and send them in to me, Sean Bean, your best friend.
Send them to my home address, SeanBean@picksyourmountaindewflavors.com. Sean Bean. Okay, really, there we go. Hi, I'm Sean Bean.
And those were the commercials, all from your best friend, Sean Bean.
I'm Sean Bean as well.
Sean Bean, and I would like to talk to you about some of my favorite Budweiser Clydesdale horses. Well, this one's Kyle. Kyle is a very good horse. He is strong, he is fast. He does what he's told. He is Kyle. He'll ride you home. He's American, and he makes you feel proud to be American.
Here at Anheuser-Busch, we like this horse with a cute tush. This is our favorite horse with the best horse butt and the cutest tail, and they never fail to pull our beer carriage along.
These two horses are brothers. They're best friends with one another. Clyde and Dale. Isn't that funny? Ha ha ha. One named Clyde, the other named Dale. Together they are Clyde and Dale. It's kind of like Clydesdale. These are my beer horses.
Hello, my name is Sean Bean. I'm the queen of rhymes. A fact about me is I've been married 5 times. I was the star of the movie Black Beauty. Black Beauty was sort of a cutie, but Black Beauty sucked compared to these horses. This one name is Richard after the star of Silicon Valley, my favorite show. I am so sad it got canceled. It started to go downhill when they fired TJ Miller. I will die on this hill.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Wow, that...
Hang on. We got to talk about Sean Bean being the special guest because we obviously.
That is
look,
not a good opinion to have.
He was the Sean most famous Bean, person that we could get to queen come of, to the mall.
Sean Bean, Queen of Rhymes.
Sean Bean, the Queen of Rhymes, was the most famous musician we could get to come to the mall, and we were all really excited. But we had a very long talk with him before we started recording anything where we said, mm-hmm. hey, look. You can mention Silicon Valley. You can say it was your favorite show. You can even say that you were sad that it got canceled. But do not express the opinion in any of these songs that the show went downhill when they fired TJ Miller.
I feel like we explicitly also asked for him to say, hey, just, and especially don't say, I'm going to die on this hill. And then nothing more, you know, nothing more. Because now we're left with the sort of like, there's no nuance to that opinion. Well, we're going to assume the worst.
People can't see, but he just kind of stood there with his arms out as if he was preparing to be crucified.
Yeah, it was bad.
Not cool.
No,
it was not good.
And it was
I asked him not to start a rap at a speed that was too fast for him to actually rap at.
One
during
thing
his
he
first
you
rap.
Begged him.
One thing
you
that I
and
him.
Then like keep tripling back
and sort of abruptly changing the style of the song.
Yeah.
But I will say that was one thing that he did do that I found useful was like he would sort of remind us at various intervals that it was Sean Bean and that he was still singing the song.
I appreciate that because I don't have to be associated with his opinions.
Yeah, it really helped it track. And I liked that.
He also acquired various titles over the course of it.
Yeah.
He had Queen of Rhymes. There were others. Man, they all went by so fast.
What day is it? Am I right?
What day is
that
it? 2020,
was really
more
funny.
Like 20 years.
Mountain Dew flavored after the joke, what day is it? That's a good idea.
You guys think we'll what do you think? What will football look like in the after we can return to once we've done it at the mall, but now we're back at the stadium?
Sorry, I just want to highlight Brett,
you don't have
sound expert, always experimenting with new sounds, like turning his desk chair.
He found a good one.
So it thuds the mic.
So he's like, is this music? Like, is this
repeatable? He's always grooving.
He has like a Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, but for sounds, for different sounds. I haven't seen that movie. Is that what that's about?
No, it's actually about the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
That's what you're thinking of is the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Not Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Both good titles, but only one is a great movie.
Kevin, what's up?
Hey freaks. Sack of Jazz, don't worry, that's not to you. That's okay. My new thing.
What do you say to us specifically?
Good morning, friends.
All right.
Oh, thanks.
It's 12:41, but okay.
Yeah. We'll edit that out.
Wow, great job everyone. This shit rocks.
Thanks.
Do we need to do any sort of like closer, like credit song? Like we'd like to thank the mall.
Like a list of thank yous.
Yeah, for a football. Yeah, that we have to do the end of the Super Bowl like closing
credits
thank you song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where we see all the names of the players scrolling on the screen.
Brett, can you play sort of a thank you riff?
There we go.
We'd like to thank all of you for watching the football.
We'd like to thank everyone who played football. Every bear who turned a tray on cue.
We'd like to thank the country that invented football. Real football. American football.
Which has now changed to be more like European football.
Which is now a sort of amalgamation of many sports.
Many sports.
Much like this beautiful country. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors.
Thank you if you gave us money. Thank you if you're at a store at this mall. Thank you if you are the bear who is Thor. Thank you most of all.
I would like to thank Dan Marino. When it comes to rapping, I am the Queen-o. Yes, that's right, it's me, Sean Bino, and I wanna talk about a show on HBO.
John, get out!
I will die on this hill.
How about a big fat thank you? A big honking stinking ass thank you to the noble referees who did the rules, even though the rules kept changing all throughout the game. Thank you all the same. We love you, referees, and we wanna give you a hug and kiss.
And we'd like to thank the screen repair kiosk for supplying the referees, for taking time off from fixing your shattered iPod Nano screen.
And thank you, commentators, who did great commentating from the Cinnabon. They helped us remember the changing rules, and we're indifferent to who could have won.
And we'd like to thank the genius bar at the Apple Store for making all of our chyrons. We asked them if they wanted to participate. They said, we'll make all of the chyrons.
I'll tell you what aren't commentators: the potatoes they sell at the potato kiosk. I've lived off them for 18 months. They provide every nutrient as long as that nutrient is starch.
And now please stay tuned for a brand new sitcom airing next. It's about Dark Lucifer and his angel friend.
You're gonna wanna set it on your DVR. We know you're gonna fall in love with these new stars. Oh, what a funny show, what a funny show, what a ha 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 ha, funny, funny, funny show.
After that, the news. Please don't take a snooze. Stay up and watch the news, and they'll tell you all about the game you saw and whether the sitcom was funny. It was. And they'll tell you, and they'll take an educated guess at the weather for tomorrow. But don't be mad if it's wrong. It's really hard to guess.
What a funny show.
What a fun today.
What a funny show.
What a funny.
Bye.
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 Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.